I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And a little bonus hour of Gwen and Chris for this Wednesday afternoon. Welcome back to it. Chrisello, Matt Scraby tonight. Tony Gwynn Jr. called the game today along with Bob Scanlon. There wasn't a whole lot of good news. Final score, the Miami Marlins 10 and the San Diego Padres 8. After the Padres led, after the Padres led 6-1.
Which is so weird because they were down 6-0 in the, after the top of the first last night.
Right.
They climbed their way all the way back into it.
Yeah.
They allow the Marlins to do the same thing that they did last night.
Well, that's why I said, strangely, if you want to try to feel it at all better, you know, you just chalk it up as last night you won one you should have lost. Today, the baseball gods returned the favor. You lost one you should have won.
Yeah.
Pirates are coming in for the weekend. Fireworks after the game.
I love the fireworks show.
I know you love the fireworks show, but no Paul Skeens again. Paul Skeens dodges the Padres. It just must have had to work out. I really don't follow their rotation closely enough.
Oh, I was following.
No, I know, but I mean, did he didn't move up a day. He didn't move back a day.
No. It was all on time.
Right, it just happened. And he dominated the Diamondbacks today in Arizona. It was, it's 10 Ks or something in six innings. And
there's a part of me that is okay that they're missing
that
him.
Never face this guy. It's so weird.
Yeah, I want to see the guy pitch. I want to see him pitch against the Padres. But there's part of me that says he's way too good right now. I'd rather not see him at the moment.
I want to see him. And we're not going to see him. So Padres will go to work. They got 31 wins in the first one-third of the season. It's a 93-win pace, which, as Scraby correctly said, we would have signed up for at the beginning of the season, but it feels like a bit of a disappointment now because they've gone 4-8 in the last 12 games. They've gone 17-20 in the last 37 games. That's a large sample size.
It is.
But they also don't have two of their starting pitchers now, one of whom, Michael King, probably would have pitched today and probably would have held a 6-1 lead. You know, look, they've been without Merrill for a month. They've been without Jake. They've been without Arise.
For a week, yeah.
They survived basically 7 weeks of Manny not hitting home runs. Now, all of a sudden, he hit a couple. By the way, you said you had a discussion on whether Manny's clutch. Didn't he win the game the other day in Atlanta when they were down six straight losses in the ninth inning, tied up, and he homers to end the losing streak? That's not clutch. Does that not count to people? I guess it doesn't.
No. It counts until the next day.
Yeah. I mean, people want you to come through every game. I mean, come on. That was the biggest swing of the year to this point.
Yeah,
Make no mistake about it.
It was.
Losing streak could still be going if it wasn't for him hitting that home run.
Here's how I described being clutch. Because I think people think of clutch as, when you need something yes. to happen, you are going to right. make it happen.
When you're the fan and you want this worse than ever,
that's a clutch
is
moment.
Is this guy going to come through?
Yeah. But it's a weird
but
stat.
But so when it was 1-1 and you lost six in a row, his home run in the ninth didn't resonate with anybody out there. The only thing that resonated was the three-error game. He kicked one today.
He's overpaid.
Yeah.
I would like to separate it, though. I would like to separate because I do okay. know a lot of the fans that listen are not in that camp. They are Manny. Is a good player, Manny. I love Manny on our team camp, but the ones that don't like Manny are very loud.
Yeah, we can't give away. Yeah, well, the ones that don't like Manny, you want Ryan McMahon? What do you want? Who do you want? Who do you want? Who's better?
I already said.
Max Muncy's hitting .212. Who do you want? Nolan Arenado's having a rebirth this year, and he's still hitting .240. Who do you want? Who's better?
Manny Machado. As of yesterday, he was leading third
base. Mike Schmidt retired in, 1994. Who do you want? George Brett. Who do you want?
Manny Machado.
I don't know who you want if you don't like the guy.
Manny Machado.
You want, I know what you want. You want 40, 50 home runs, and even then he would. Even Aaron Judge goes 0-for-4 and K's three times. It did happen in the Padres series. He had one hit the whole series.
Oh, you're right.
Right?
Charles says on the chat about Tatis.
Okay.
Tatis is largely at fault here because he listens to the third base coach. We keep that inning going against that starter. We likely score 7 or 8 in that inning. The moment Tatis didn't listen to his coach is the moment the game's momentum shifted. Can't say the momentum shifted because they were still up 6-1, but I do think it was a big deal.
We brought it up.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time on it, Charles. And I've not been enamored always with Fernando's daring dues on the bases.
Daring dues.
But when he scores from second on a from third on a pop up to the second baseman, man, he's the greatest guy in the history.
Yeah, or he steals right? home and the ball's in the other box.
He scored a winning run this year when the ball bounced 1 foot away.
Exactly.
In Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
So we got to have both of those, unfortunately. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Frozen Ropes, San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt. He's with Frozen Ropes, and he asks you, is your child 6 to 12 years old? Because if they are, the Baseball Summer League is a perfect fit for your player. Starts June 16th through August 17th. Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. That's SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. All right. Dodgers lost today. Giants lost today. Diamondbacks, not as important, but they lost today. That's why, I think today's loss is extra frustrating, but along with blowing a 6-1 lead. Could have picked up ground on everybody, but it didn't happen. So the one thing that we've been able to hang on to is the fact that we're going to crush National League teams. Especially at home. They were 13-1 against the
Nationals. You love this stat, and I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's not that it's a bad stat, because it's a stat. It's telling a story.
It exists.
But they don't. It doesn't matter what they do against the AL until the playoffs.
Well, it matters. Each game matters. They all matter. And the playoffs, you're not going to get to the AL unless you make the World Series. The fact is, they played 27 games against the American League. They've won 10. They played 27 games against the National League. They've won 21. I'd say that's a big difference.
Well, I think it's good that they're going to stop playing American League teams
here. Well, I couldn't agree more. And after this, I don't want to put any extra pressure on the Pirates series because that's silly to do. And I don't think the Padres are going to be thinking about that the way we are.
I know where you're going.
But after the Pirates series, where you're supposed to win all three again.
Yeah.
You swept them earlier. They're not good. You can sweep them again. Yada, yada, yada.
Last time the Padres played the Pirates, they got their coach fired. The Pirates.
Yeah. But after the Pirates, then, thankfully, 17 of the next 20 games.
Gauntlet.
It's not a gauntlet. They're good teams, but 17 of the next 20 are finally against the Giants, the Dodgers, or the D-backs.
Yep.
Seven of those are the Dodgers. Four of those are the Giants. And three of those are the D-backs. Did that add up? 14 out of 17 is what I meant to say.
Then, yeah.
Four, I mean, seven, ten, yes. 14 out of 17 is what I meant. I'm ripping you for your math, but my math was wrong.
I'm going to take the high road, and I'm just going to say,
let it go.
There could be a big momentum swing in the season in this next 14, 17 games.
Here's where, and we've talked about this, Major League Baseball has screwed up badly. They think that they're giving us what we want by making it to where every team in baseball every year. But there is no way any of us truly would rather see the Royals, the Twins, the Guards, the Red Sox, the Orioles, the Athletics, the every American League team as a replacement for seeing more games against the Dodgers and more games against the Giants and more games against Arizona. They've taken away our division rivalries, which are the games we love, we live for. The Dodgers are coming June 9th. That's still, 12 days away, but we're counting the days. Nobody cares. Nobody's counting the days till the Royals get here on June 20th.
I mean, I want to see the Royals.
Yeah, I know. Well,
Bobby Witt Jr.
You have a good
team.
Time. I mean, you have a good time.
But I get what you're saying.
You know
here's what I'm saying.
This is terrible. We're in June this weekend. The Padres have played two against the Giants, zero against the Dodgers, and zero against Arizona.
And six against the Rockies.
But this isn't how baseball should be. You should play the teams you compete against. It's baseball. Listen, we can't be the only ones saying this. They got to be saying it in New York.
No, they're saying it everywhere.
As far as we're not getting to play the Red Sox or the Blue Jays or the Rays. We're playing the Pirates and the Marlins and the Nationals.
Ron Darling said that on his I was watching a broadcast. He said that same thing. But here's my idea. You take six of those games against these teams that you never see, and you give it back to division games. And that's an extra six division games that it'll get you teams around the country. You'll be able to see teams.
Yes, we want to see the Yankees every few years. We don't need to see them every year. And the funny thing is the deal we've made, or baseball has made for us, is that we're going to let you see the Yankees every year. That's the sales point.
Yeah.
But they don't tell us that that also includes the White Sox and the A's and the Angel and all these crappy teams.
Anyway, I get it.
It's annoying, but the Pirates series is big because after that, 14 of 17 are against, the teams you got to compete against. All right, NBA update on the playoffs. OKC trying to book its trip to the finals tonight. Knicks are in trouble. I got the NBA champ for you. I'll tell you who it is when we come back on Gwen and Chris.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I, you know what? We're not on this show. Overall. Tony likes
what?
The Lakers.
Wait. What?
I was going to say, Tony likes the Laker games. I keep an eye on the Bulls. But if during the season, the NBA doesn't do much.
Oh, the regular season, right? Nothing.
No, playoffs, we like it. Or I like it. And I watch a lot of it. When you come down to the end of the Western Conference Finals, and one team can win it, and the other team is just trying to stay alive. It's great when the team trying to stay alive makes a game of it.
Shows up.
Yeah. And that's not happening tonight. Minnesota scored 9 points in the first quarter. And the T-Wolves, trying to stay alive, are getting destroyed in Oklahoma City. Second quarter, 32-14. OKC. My favorite player in OKC by a mile is Alex Caruso.
Oh, I thought you were going to say SGA.
I love Caruso. He guards. In Game 7 against Denver in the last series, they put him on Jokic in the second half.
Wow.
Caruso's a guard.
I was going to say.
He makes plays that win you games. He's the kind of player that I would love to have on my squad.
He's only 6'4", and he's guarding Jokic.
Guarded Jokic. Obviously had help, but he was still on Jokic. In this series, he's taking Edwards out of it tonight. Anyway, Caruso to me is the glue for that team. The guy that's overrated is SGA, and I know he won the MVP. And I know that he's got already 12 points tonight in 12 minutes, and he's about to carry his team into the finals, and he scored 40 in the last game. For some reason, he doesn't do it for me. The one thing that he does do, get fouled, and it kind of gets annoying after a while. Like, every time he goes up for a shot, they put him on the line. He shot 14 free throws last game. He shot 15 the game before that and 14 the game before that.
Does he deserve to go to the line?
He initiates a lot of contact, and I think the NBA needs to do a... Yeah, he gets fouled. He initiates a lot of it, though. And I think the NBA, in general, rewards guys that initiate contact because they don't want to take away scoring.
So when you're saying he initiates contact, he's not. It's not like a jump shot and he jumps into someone or he tries to get someone off their feet and jumps into it.
He gets a little elbow in and gets a little room. He initiates the contact most times. And I don't think he should be rewarded for it as often as he is. He's a mediocre three-point shooter. He's automatic from 15 feet. I'll give him that. So's DeRozan, though. But SGA got an MVP. I haven't been as enamored with him as I thought I would be. And I think a lot of it is to the free throw line with him.
To the free throw line with him.
Look, Oklahoma City lost by 42 points in the game that they lost. No team has ever won the NBA title losing a game by 40 points in that year's playoff.
Well, there's always a first.
And there's always a first. But Oklahoma City, I'm just not enamored with them. I like Jalen Williams, the sidekick to SGA, better than SGA.
Robin in Batman and Robin. What's the guy's name? Jason, your
Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams. He's Robin to SGA's Batman.
I thought he made all the big shots in game four that helped them win. The really pivotal game was game four for OKC to go up 3-1.
But that's not SGA's fault.
No, I'm just saying. Williams made all the shots. SGA consistently did his thing. He shot 13 for 30. He should score 40 points with 30 shots and 14 free throws.
All right.
I'm not an SGA fan. I'm just saying. I know people love him. He won the MVP. I'm not as big a fan as I thought I'd be.
You would be such a fan if he was a Bull.
Probably. Probably. Caruso was a Bull. Maybe you can say that's why I like him.
That could be.
But it's not true.
Okay.
I'm not a, you know, there's a lot of Bulls I'm not fans of.
Like,
you know, I mean, they don't win too often. So there's a lot of guys they have that I'm not big fans of.
Were you a fan of Ben Gordon?
Yeah, I like Ben Gordon.
Okay.
I don't know that SGA belongs in the same breath. I'm just looking at all these guys that won NBA MVPs. I don't put him there in that category. Should I say that he's the worst player ever to win MVP?
That would be crazy. All right, you don't win MVP unless you're a good player.
I said the worst to win MVP.
I know.
Now you go look through the list, man. I can go about 30 years and all I can give you is Hall of Famers. I don't think SGA is a Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer right now.
I got a crazy stat for you. It's now 36 to 14, by the way. It's getting worse for Minnesota.
You think Joel Embiid deserved it? He's a Hall of Famer?
I think Embiid's better than
that
SGA.
Year he was very good.
All right, anyway, let's move off that because I'm not going to win a lot of support. I know SGA is the reigning MVP, and he's about to take his team to the finals, so I should let him have his moment in the sun.
Thank you.
But I think he's going to get exposed in the finals.
You said you're going to have his moment in the sun, and then you crush him again.
Yeah, I'm going to take Indiana to beat them in the finals.
I hope Indiana loses because of their stupid logo that I hate looking at.
Their logo.
I hate the Pacers logo.
Interesting.
Hate it. So much. Did you see that the Pacers, I brought this up with Tony yesterday, the Pacers on Sunday, one of the parking lots had $20 parking for Pacers fans and $100 parking for Knicks fans.
And did you it was on social media that when you got there? If you were wearing a Knick jersey, they charged
you. That's what
Tony
and I were talking about. Like, if you're driving to the game and you don't have parking, you're likely wearing gear to your team.
Yeah.
So you can't get out of that. And some guy was so mad. He was like, this is discrimination.
Right.
Like, calm down, people.
All right, I got something for you. Here's the strangest stat of the day in the NBA.
Should I be doing this?
Starting with Kevin Durant in 2014. And through Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, Jokic, and now SGA. That is 12 years worth of NBA MVPs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steph 1, 2, Giannis 2, Jokic 3. So there's 9 different guys, but 12 awards. Or, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Do you know what all of them have in common? This is crazy in this day and age of basketball.
What they all have in common?
Yes, LeBron James is the MVP before that. He breaks the trend. So only guys after LeBron share this thing in common.
Ooh, let me think. Wow.
This is weird. I don't think you're going to think about it because I don't think many people would go here.
I think I know.
What is it?
They're not American.
No, not true. Harden is, so that ends that.
Okay, all right.
But there's a lot of non-Americans. I'm going to give people through the break. I'll tell you when we come back. I'm going to let everybody think about it out there.
We're too early.
I know. But I'm not going to tell you now. I'm going to give you another few minutes. What do Kevin Durant, Curry, Westbrook, Harden, Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, SGA, they have one really kind of crazy thing in common that LBJ before them, Derrick Rose before that, wouldn't share. In this day and age, it's quite surprising, I think.
I got nothing.
I know. It's a
weird
one. I don't think your mind's going to go there. I don't think your mind's going to go there, but when I tell you, you're going to go, whoa, that's kind of weird.
Rod says they play basketball?
Yeah, good try, Rod. Very good. All right, I'll tell everybody in just a little bit. I want people to take a couple of minutes when you're driving around and you cycle through that a little in your head. See if you're thinking along the same strange, avenue.
They're all balding?
As I'm thinking. NHL, Carolina 2, Florida nothing. Florida leads the series 3-1. Carolina's trying to stay alive. Does somebody have a guess?
A guess, yes. No tattoos?
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow, you got Winner. It, Weston.
He might have seen it online where I saw it.
No, I don't care.
No, I know. Good job.
I never even thought about that.
None of the last 12 NBA MVPs have a single visible tattoo.
That is crazy.
Well, I think it's weird.
Because Kevin Durant has a massive tattoo on his back.
All right, then maybe I shouldn't have included him because he was the first on
but
the
visible,
list.
But visible? That is kind of crazy.
But starting with Curry, for sure. Curry, Westbrook, Harden, Giannis, Jokic. Anyway.
Wow.
I don't know. I saw that online somewhere today, I thought, that's kind of weird.
That is super strange.
It's a little strange.
In a day and age when everybody has tattoos.
Everybody's got 20 tattoos, right?
I got 3 and I don't even want them.
And you don't even play in the NBA. Yeah. All right. That's the answer.
Nice job.
So everybody's got it.
Nice job.
All right. We move along. And we're going to have some fun in the next segment because Scraby's been saving up some good potpourri.
I have.
Which means the show could get a little outlandish.
It will.
Between now and 7 o'clock. Padres, outlandish loss today. Led 6-1, lost 10-8. More Gwen and Chris ahead.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Steph Curry has like the smallest tattoo like on the inside of his arm. And
how could you?
Oh, I know. I'm an idiot.
How could you?
First of all, I didn't come up with the stat. I didn't like look at everybody's body before I gave you that. I read it somewhere.
You didn't?
And I was passing it along to everyone.
You didn't study their bodies?
But it is pretty funny that people get so irate about it out there.
I don't think they were irate, but I think people like to prove us wrong.
Oh, whatever.
I always read it like
this. Curry, you don't go, he's a tattoo guy.
You know, after I read it, I was like,
some of these other guys.
Yeah, after I read that he had one, I thought about it being on his bicep. But,
all right, whatever.
But we're idiots over here.
Yes, we are. All right. Well, maybe that says something about those who are listening then.
They're very smart.
No, you're listening to idiots. No. Willfully.
They're like, what are these idiots going to do next?
You're willfully listening to idiots. So think that through before the next time you correct us on something.
Yes.
All right. What do you 2-2, by the way, while we're in that break, Florida tied it up against Carolina. Looking very much like a defending Stanley Cup champ. They've evened up that game.
Well, I just found out something from the chat that I think is quite amazing.
And well, let's make sure it's accurate before we...
I did. I just looked it up, actually.
All right.
Today is not only my mom's birthday, it's International Burger Day. Did you know that, Chris?
International Burger.
Yes, International.
Is that opposed to National Burger Day?
Let me see.
Is there such
National Hamburger Day? You can get some free stuff out there, I guess.
Oh, that I did not know. That's worthy news.
Now, let's go through this real quick. Where are you at with Burger King, Chris?
Where am I at?
Yeah.
I can handle a Burger King.
You like Burger King?
Like I said, none of those fast food burgers are my go-to. I don't get them very often. But I have had a Burger King, and I... You know, think it's pretty good.
Okay. All right.
Carl's Jr. I think is pretty good. McDonald's, not great. And as I've said in the past, sorry, I know they're local. They're never gonna be sponsored on this show. Jack in the Box, not my favorite at all.
I love Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I know you do.
Well, today you can get a free hamburger with a purchase of $1 more at Burger King. Wendy's has a 1 cent junior bacon cheeseburger deal from May 28th through June 1st.
The word junior worries me there.
Well, yeah, because it's
junior
smaller.
Bacon cheeseburger means it might be the size of a nickel.
Which is fine with
That's
me.
That's junior.
That's portion control. That's portion
true,
control.
But if I'm going to have a burger, I don't want to take one bite and then, you know, be into it and then, oh, it's over.
Grubhub's getting in on this. If you order from Arby's, 20% off orders of $25 or more. Stuff like that.
I like that.
I do love I do love hamburgers. I've been eating a little bit too many hamburgers as of late.
All right.
So,
what do you have for the potpourri world? Do you have what do you have?
Yes.
Was that, I guess that would qualify right there. What you just talked about.
Yes, but here's another potpourri. It's actually sports potpourri. Have you seen the video of Stephon Diggs on a boat with a bunch of women, Chris?
I saw.
Enough
picture
of it.
Or two.
Okay. So
and what happened?
So
Mike
the video
Grable's not thrilled with this.
Well, the reason he's not thrilled with this is that in the video you can clearly see Stephon Diggs handing out baggies of powder. And it does not, I mean, there's only, as a recovering alcoholic, I've seen these baggies
Don't
before.
Don't even think
there's
you need to be
only
a recovering
one
alcoholic.
Reason those baggies exist.
I've never been handed a bag of flour or even salt or sugar. A baggie. Has anyone?
Handed a baggie of salt and sugar?
No, baking soda. I mean, you're right. What you're saying is right. There's only one thing this could be.
Yeah. That, but so he's so Stephon Diggs was on this boat, and the media actually talked to Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel said this. I'm going to have her question in it because she does fill us in pretty well on the situation.
Stephon Diggs has gotten a lot of traction in the last 24 hours or so. He's on a boat having a good time. But the question comes in as to a certain substance that people are guessing what is and isn't. Is this something that the team has to look into?
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
Have you talked to him since the video?
I talk to our players every single day, the ones that are here and the ones that aren't.
Are you expecting him to practice today, Mike?
Not if he's not.
So he's not here?
You guys will find out in a minute.
I actually never went and found out if he was at
practice.
He wasn't. He was not at practice.
No, he hasn't been.
Okay.
I think the, what team is he coaching for now? The Patriots.
Yes, the Patriots.
Yeah, I think they've got themselves a problem here.
I think so,
at this point.
You can't be on video handing out packies of powder.
Well, yeah. I don't know, man. You can't hand out packets of powder anymore because you're going to be on video.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Someone's going to video it.
He's not even hiding it either.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. Well, I do. I mean, drug use of that nature, I still believe is illegal. I could be old school. I do believe there's still some illegality attached to that kind of substance.
Of course. Well, they don't know what it is, and so they would have to figure it out.
Yes, I know. But the point is, Stephon Diggs seems like his mind has been elsewhere for a couple of years now. And the Patriots may have gotten themselves some baggage they don't necessarily need.
I'm rewatching the video.
And look, Mike Vrabel doesn't want this, or, you know, I don't think he went out and got Stephon Diggs. I think somebody said, you got him.
Yeah.
And Mike Vrabel's like, ugh.
Great.
When I get to deal with this.
He's been waiting for this to happen.
Yeah, right.
No, but I'm rewatching the video, and it's not good. It's not a good look at all for Stephon Diggs. We'll see what happens with that. Remember when we talked about Caleb Williams, Chris, the Bears quarterback, and the book that was coming out where his dad said that he did not want to play for the Bears and he was trying to get out of playing for the Bears and all that stuff? Well, Caleb Williams came out today to the media and he said that he wanted to be there. He loves being there. And he said he wanted a challenge of turning the Bears around and becoming the team's quarterback. He said he did have a good visit with the Vikings and Kevin O'Connell, but things changed after he met the Bears.
I think Caleb Williams needs, in general, to just work harder and stop being so full of himself.
Okay, wait.
That's my opinion from back here.
This is his.
I'm not in the complex. I don't know him personally. I think he's been told how great he is and how much of a can't-miss player he is. I'm telling you that to be a star quarterback in the NFL, you have to go beyond where most human beings are willing to go to dedicate yourself to it. And I don't think, from what I see, Caleb Williams is not that.
Here's where I disagree with you, because this book, all these quotes come from his dad. These quotes are not from Caleb Williams himself. I think that Caleb Williams probably finds this extremely distracting that his dad did this. And I don't know about him saying, I always wanted to be here. But he did step up to the podium and start with this. He wasn't even asked about it because he knew someone was going to ask about it. I think that's taking responsibility for a big news story that you know is going to be asked about at your press conference.
Good. Now go work your butt
off
beyond belief. There's no way you can be a great quarterback in the NFL if you're not just like addicted to it. Yeah. I'm not saying you can't go out and have a bowl, an acai bowl, but you better take that acai bowl and go back and sit down and look at film.
Joe Burrow goes to bed at 9 p.m. because he knows it's best for his play.
These guys are just, they're at such a top level. I don't think everyone gets it until they get to the NFL, and then they went, whoa, man, this is not what I thought. And look, I will give Caleb Williams one benefit of the doubt. You know, having to haul around the, you know, hunchback of Notre Dame size baggage of Matt Eberflus did not help him.
It did not help him at all.
It did not.
But
be sure of this, right, Scrape? If he doesn't do it under Ben Johnson, like within a year or two,
there's going to be some talk.
Yeah.
There's going to be some talk.
Ben Johnson's a wonder boy. So
he's the quarterback whisperer.
He's the wonder boy, so Caleb Williams better be good now.
Padres diehard said on the chat, Halliburton's dad and Caleb's dad need to start a podcast. That would be pretty funny, actually. All right, so there was a play that happened last Friday in the game between the Mets and the Dodgers, and this was on Apple TV. Here is the play itself.
Runners. And Betts lifts one to right center field. It's hit pretty well. Soto's over, so is Taylor. And a collision, but Taylor made a juggling catch. not sure if the runners realize the ball was caught. They say Ohtani is safe at second base, but did Conforto tag up? Misses the initial catch, and then...
All right, so...
Tell us what happened there, because I don't think people can really grasp it by what
so
you
So the fly ball went to right field. The center fielder and Juan Soto collided. It went off of, I believe, Juan Soto's glove. He did not catch it, but then the center fielder caught the ball off of the deflection.
Okay.
And so that was where the out was. Now, what the big controversy was, and I did not know this until this happened, everybody, including the announcers, including some of the Mets players, thought you have to catch the ball before you tag up and leave a base.
Right.
But the rule is not that. The rule is... they have to touch the ball, and then you could go home and tag up and go home. Mm-hmm. So Conforto did the exact right thing by going as soon as the ball was contacted by the player, and Shohei went and got into second, and so everybody, including the announcers, were confused as to why that happened.
Well, not everybody. Conforto wasn't confused, and neither was Shohei Ohtani.
I guess you're right, but I had no idea this was a thing. I thought you had to secure the out before you end up leaving the base.
You don't want to reward the defense for missing the ball. And if the rule wasn't this, you could bobble a ball, and the guy tagging up from third wouldn't know when to start running.
So, like a sacrifice fly.
Yeah.
The guy drops the ball.
Yeah,
you can
leave the second it touches his glove. And you don't have to wait to see that he caught it.
So what's the scoring then? An error maybe because he dropped the ball?
You get a sacrifice fly to the batter and an RBI.
But you didn't get an error.
You would get an error to the right fielder for allowing the batter to reach first base.
Okay, there we go.
But you don't lose your sacrifice fly if you would have had a sacrifice fly.
Yes, okay. I get it now. But I had no idea, and I find this pretty fun when you
learn
something.
Baseball has a lot of rules. That one makes perfect sense, though.
It does, once you explained it.
For screwing it up and bobbling the ball.
Yes. Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, because then the offensive team
is penalized. You could deceive the runner.
Yes.
You could intentionally bobble a ball.
Correct.
And then get them for leaving too early.
Yes.
That's not fair.
That is not fair. You're right. But now baseball, I will never forget.
Baseball is fair about most stuff. Not everything.
But not everything.
No.
There was one other thing that I wanted to get to. Oh, yeah. Chris, did you... I talked about this briefly yesterday. But did you hear what happened to Red Sox top prospect and San Diego's own Marcello Meyer?
I didn't. What happened?
He got called up. And they did the whole video thing, and I love watching those videos when they call the guys into the office and then they tell them they're going to the big leagues.
Right.
But he couldn't find his car keys to leave. So he has all these people sitting outside the locker room ready to congratulate him that he's been called to the show, but he could not find his car keys. And apparently, he hadn't been able to find his car keys for quite some time. He made it to wherever he needed to go. But he lost his car keys so early on in the season, the minor league season, that he could not find them, and he was looking forever, and that's why people were waiting for him. So my question to Tony was, what's the most annoying thing that you lose on a regular basis?
You asked Tony this?
I did, yes.
Tony probably took about a half an hour because he loses everything on a regular basis. Sorry if you're out there, Tony.
No, he had multiple ones, yes.
Yeah, he's got multiple.
He said his wallet is a big one. And his water bottle. But his wallet is a big one.
I don't have a wallet, as you know.
You don't?
No.
What do you
have? I
keep
everything in just a little packet.
What kind of packet? Like a Stephon Diggs packet?
No, it's no pack. Yeah, right. Show everybody. I just keep it all like that. There's no wrap on it. There's no rubber band.
That is so Chris
LL.
That is so Chris LL.
So easy to access.
That is very Chris.
And that's my wallet. So
okay.
I don't lose it because I don't have one.
All right.
I lose the phone, you know, fairly regularly.
Is it on purpose, though? Because
no.
I know I lose the phone on purpose sometimes.
No, I just can't, you know, I put it down somewhere in the house and then... You know, and there's no the phones don't have a sounder thing, do they? That you can, unless you don't see, I leave my phone the ringer off, right, during when I'm at home. And so if I call my phone to find it, I can't hear it anyway.
At least on my phone, I know that
you can't use my phone to call to find my phone.
But if you find your iPhone, it probably overrides the silent and then does like a ring or something like that.
Because
that's how I find my watch. I lose my watch all the time at home.
As people can see, another item I don't possess.
A watch.
And by the way, why does anyone need a watch
anymore? I've told you this a million times.
It's on your phone.
I've told you this a million times. It's for my heart rate so that I don't have to take it twice
a
day.
It's on your phone.
I can send it to the doctor. No, because it's taking my vitals right now. Like, my heart rate right now.
It's not on your phone?
It is, but it takes the vitals from the watch because it's reading my vitals right now.
Speaking of watches, dumbest item worn by any athlete in any sport are tennis players, most of whom wear watches out there during the match.
And it's probably because they're sponsored to do that.
Don't get that.
Here's another thing that happened today. A Detroit...
Wait a second.
What?
Good point.
What?
If the watch company pays you to wear it...
You have to wear it.
Why not wear it?
You know what happens when...
Fair enough. I'll give you that one.
Golfers.
I'm going to give you that one.
Golfers, after they win, watch them. They're going to... No pun intended. They're going to go into their bag and they're going to get their sponsored stuff. They're going to put their watch on. They're going to get their whatever it is that they need to put on, and they're going to make sure that they're in compliance.
Savvy golfers will do that.
Well, the ones that
want to keep getting sponsorship money.
Yes. I got one. I got one more. One more.
You do.
A Detroit Tigers grounds crew member is going to the IL, Chris, after suffering an injury in between innings, and he was very angry at the cameras for filming him.
Saw that.
So he was on the ground, and the people were checking him out. Apparently, I don't actually know exactly what happened, but I do know it was like an ankle injury, a lower leg injury. But the cameras are filming him, and he flips the bird right into the camera. And I guess he said, "I'm hurt over here," or something like that. But come on, bro. You know it's a baseball game. There are cameras everywhere. You can't be mad that someone's videoing you. Come on. Stupid. Anyway, there you go.
Got you to talk about him.
Yeah, because he flipped off the cameras.
How did he hurt himself?
They don't have video of that because it was in between innings. So I'm assuming
we don't know how he's probably not telling anybody.
Well, no, because he's so angry that people even know about this in the first place.
NFL FPI rankings. Do you know what this is?
Flag football?
No, they're NFL analytic rankings for how great teams are compared to, I guess, zero is average.
Wait,
I mean, it's analytics. It's analytics. Zero is average.
Okay.
Eagles are the best team in the league, plus 5.5. And this doesn't tell me anything. Never mind.
I was going to say,
we already know the Eagles
are
good.
Yeah.
49ers are 11th. I brought it up because the 49ers usually rank too high in this stuff.
Oh.
The Dolphins are 19th.
Don't get me started. TJ Houshmandzadeh is Brandon Ayuk's personal wide receiver coach. And TJ Houshmandzadeh said today that Brock Purdy better make sure that he does everything to make it worth it that they paid him so much. And you know what I want to say, Chris? Brandon Ayuk's contract doesn't look pretty good. It doesn't look that good either. TJ Houshmandzadeh, stop throwing stones in the glass house.
Are we talking about the 49ers already? Took an hour and 53 minutes.
I haven't talked about them in a couple days.
That's normal.
Ooh, this is sad. Jim Irsay passed away. We never talked about that. The former Colts owner. Chris, I have the origin story of why I am a 49er fan.
You do?
Jim Irsay's dad, Robert Irsay, right?
Yeah, I know who that is.
So my grandpa was best friends with this guy who used to play in a poker game with Robert Irsay. And then my grandpa said, "I'm moving out to San Francisco. Any way you could hook me up with some tickets out there?"
Okay.
Robert Irsay says, "I have owner's tickets that I could give to people." So he gives my grandpa these owner's tickets. My grandpa holds these tickets for over 25 years. Robert Irsay is the reason I am a 49ers fan. That is incredible.
A moment of silence for his son, Jim, who passed.
Yeah.
All right.
You happy to be back, Chris?
Robert Irsay used to own the Rams. Traded the Rams to Carol Rosenbloom to get the Colts. Owner swapped franchises. back in the 60s.
I miss a good old owner swap of franchises.
How about that one?
That's pretty good.
3-2, Florida over Carolina. OKC by 30 at halftime. See you tomorrow morning on the Padre Roundtable at 10. So long.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.